Latino enrollment open. Back with you on Giants Press Conference Live here on MSG, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. Quickly, Roman, in talking about the Giants and Eagles game, the Giants injury list, well, we've seen that list all season long.
Right.
The one guy I want to point to, though, is Ahmad Bradshaw, who missed 2 weeks ago, then came back last week on that bad knee and that bad foot, and he was really a shell of himself.
Yeah, and he wasn't as effective as we've used him seeing. Go back to last year, he missed four games, rushed for 649 yards, I believe. This year, he's only about 80, 90 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. I mean, that would be great for him personally, but obviously the Giants have to win on Sunday to give themselves a chance to advance their season.
Okay, well, let's build off of what Roman just said, folks. I know you've read about it all week, but let's clear it up for you one more time. The Giants must beat the Philadelphia Eagles and then get some help from other teams. They'll need losses by Chicago, by Minnesota, and by Dallas to make it to the playoffs. Roman, which one is the least likely to happen?
Well, I think the least likely to happen, you know, looking at the Detroit Lions, who have to beat Chicago in their place. Chicago's a good team. Some people are saying the least likely to happen is the Giants beating the Eagles with Michael Vick returning. But, again, the Giants have to take care of their business. Obviously, you root for the Skins to beat the Cowboys, and you root for the Packers to beat the Vikings, who are all in that in the hunt category.
You know, Roman, we've talked so many times about this team being backs against the wall during the Tom Coughlin era and usually coming through with flying colors. But here in the last 2 weeks, they've been outscored now 67-14, laid two eggs when they really had everything on the line. How could you possibly explain that?
Well, it's been bad to watch. It's been bad to watch as a former player, as a fan of the game. And when you're having less than 45 snaps a game, you know, that doesn't help you beat anybody. When your third down percentage is in the 20%, when you can't stop the run defensively, you're giving the other team 80 snaps, 75 plus. So when you can't do those things well, you're not going to beat anybody in this league.
You know, Tom Coughlin was referring to the fact that they've had only 40-something snaps in each of these past 2 weeks. That translates to a time of possession of only about 20 minutes a game. Roman, they're giving up the ball for virtually half the game. They're kind of shorthanded, aren't they?
Yeah, and there's probably about a two-quarter differential of snaps that they just didn't have. So imagine two more quarters of football. Would that have been a better rhythm? Would that have, you know, materialized to maybe a scoring drive? That would have given them the confidence. So some of those things, you know, even go back to that Atlanta game, you know, 17-0, you know, you don't kick the field goal, 17-3, that's a different game. So all those things happen. You know, the first downs, all those things happen as a result of taking care of the things on first and second down on offense and on defense.
Well, one thing is for sure, folks, and Tom Coughlin's been saying it all along, this is not last year. This indeed is the 2012 season with one game left to play. So the Giants right now are on a respirator. We'll see if they can survive it. But one of the things you have to look at, and I've looked at these numbers over and over again, the stats between last year and this year in terms of trying to compare, not necessarily the teams, but their production, very startling. Take a look at some of these numbers, Roman. They really show you how the Giants have just fallen off the face of the cliff.
Well, again, it goes back to me as a fan of the game of football. You got used to seeing Giants making those big plays. And when you start watching, you're saying, okay, here comes a big catch. Here comes a big play from Cruz, Knicks, somebody. Doesn't happen. And when you live and die by those big plays, you don't take care of the things from an intermediate standpoint, the screens, the draws, the underneath stuff, the things that you're seeing. You're going to see five rookie quarterbacks, and Kaepernick being a second-year guy, take their teams to postseason. So that's a little disheartening to watch that as a football fan when you're not seeing Eli Manning, this offense, do those same things you've seen other offenses do with younger quarterbacks.
I'm going to give you one other startling number. The Giants have allowed opponents to complete 64% of their passes this year. The NFL has a media site that they kind of compile numbers for us. It goes back to 1988. The Giants have never had a pass completion by the opponent that high since at least 88, and it probably predates that. So they've been giving up way too many completions. I got a Twitter question for you, folks, as we always do on the show. And this one comes from Fuel for Thought. He wants to know, what changes can the Giants make in the offseason to help fix their problems? I will tell you before you answer, Roman, I think the coaching staff has done what they could. I think the personnel, that needs some evaluation.
Well, that's what I was going to say too, Paul. I think you're talking about a coaching staff that's pretty much been intact. This isn't the Bill Sheridan year where you get rid of the coordinator and you make some changes there. But this is a personnel. The D-line, the linebackers, you know, all those guys have all been pretty much intact. The offensive line's been intact. So I think this offseason, the Giants administratively are going to have to look at their personnel and see who didn't play well, who needs to play better, and who may or may not be a part of the solution for next season.
Now, performance, durability, and salary, always huge questions that Jerry Reese has to face every offseason. Now, Eli Manning, he's going to be here. We know, folks, he's the franchise quarterback on this team. But a couple of numbers for you. 59.8% completion percentage this year, his lowest since 2007. And how about a 4.1% touchdown pass ratio, which is his lowest since his rookie year in 2004.
Yeah, we've seen a different Eli Manning this year, Paul. And obviously, during the week, the best, all the right things are said. After the games, all the right things are said. That's the why he's put his team in bad positions with the turnovers. But again, the mechanics, the accuracy, standing on his feet, throwing off his front foot, not falling back into his throws. There's specific mechanic issues that are prevented him from having the season that we're used to him seeing. And then again, the quarterback-receiver relationship has been off this season.
How much of that is because that Cruz and Nix have been banged up, specifically Nix? They have half as many 20-plus yard completions this year as they did last.
Obviously, this offense is predicated on that 1-2 punch in the perimeter because that draws the safeties out. That opens up everything underneath. But again, Nix has been banged up. Cruz, I think, has been over-targeted, and it's shown in the numbers. And he's also had a lot of drops. I think he led the league in drops by midseason. So Dominic Hickson is really a guy who probably should have been targeted a little bit more this season.
And then finally, the offensive line, the Giants with under 300 first downs for the first time since 2004. They've got 295 right now with one game to go. Roman, the offensive line was not consistent in power blocking nor in their pass blocking.
And in defense of the O-line running game has been better earlier in the season, and Eli's been kept upright. But overall, the line hasn't done as good of a job as you expect.
All right, Roman, there's still one game to go, four quarters to play in the regular season, and maybe then some after that. When we come back after this break on MSG, we will delve more into what the Giants need to do to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Stay with us. Paul Dottino and Roman Oben back with you on Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, the Giants' problems, well, we've chronicled them throughout the course of the season, but defensively, once again, they could not stop the run last weekend against Baltimore, allowing over 200 yards rushing for the third time this season.
Yeah, and again, this is a formula that's happened the last few weeks. Again, this defensive line is built to get sacks. It's built to put the pressure, the NASCAR package. All those things happen when you put another team in obvious passing situations, but when the team's running the ball as well as other teams have, you're not getting in those situations, and that puts a lot more pressure on the edge. That puts a lot more pressure on the linebackers, the tackling. You're seeing running backs get through the line of scrimmage before their initial contact and exploding through that contact. So all those things don't help the running game defensively at all.
Yeah, somehow the Giants going to have to fix all those missed tackles when they get to training camp in Albany. Now, here's a really gruesome stat for you, considering the Giants' talent on their front four, or at least the talent that we think they have. In five of the last seven games, the Giants have had one or fewer sacks. That is simply unacceptable.
And that's not used to. That's not what Giants fans and Giants coaches, players are used to seeing. Again, someone's kept saying, all right, somebody's going to make a big play. Someone's going to get a sack. And you don't see them. You're seeing a lot of things downfield opening up, but you're not seeing the pressure on the quarterback. I mean, Joe Flacco last week had a long time to throw the ball against two tackles that had given up 17 sacks all year. Didn't happen last week.
And what happens when a quarterback has time to throw? Usually that means he's going to convert third downs. How about this number for you? In the last seven games, the opponent's converting 46 of 90 third down opportunities. That's an unbelievable 51% ratio.
And one thing we're seeing, Paul, you're not seeing a lot of the mental errors, mental breakdowns. You're seeing a lot of physical mistakes. You're seeing defensive players in position, but you're not seeing that extra effort to get that ball, to play the ball in the air. You know, Corey Webster, the secondary, they've been decimated a little bit. A lot of changing parts. You've seen three safety rotations, different things to try to bolster that run defense. And in a lot of cases, it just hasn't happened. Too many big plays for this defense.
Okay, so now the Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. This is a team that's lost 10 of its last 11, but everybody pretty much assumes that head coach Andy Reid is out. He is a favorite amongst the players. Roman, you have to feel they'd like to send him out with a nice get-well present, a victory.
Oh, of course. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, Eagles have nothing to play for. You know, they're 3-12, what have you, but Andy Reid, his body of work is tremendous, what he's done in Philadelphia, and he's a player's coach. He's a guy that they love, they want to play for him. So you're going to see their best effort on Sunday.
Now, what about Michael Vick being thrown back into the mix? You know, he's missed virtually half the season because of injury, and now he's going to start against the Giants, and you know he's going to be fired up.
Look, Michael Vick has waited for his opportunity. It's really redemption for him. And obviously, he's going to be playing for his 2013 resume because he probably won't be back for the Eagles next year again. So what he can do athletically with his feet and his arms to extend the play, that's what you're going to see out of Michael Vick on Sunday.
And then there's LeSean McCoy, had over 100 yards against the Giants earlier this year when the Eagles won. He's got four 100-yard games. He's always a problem.
Yeah, Shady McCoy has been a problem for the Giants for years. They're going to have to contain him. You're going to have to tackle him a lot better and try to stop him. Put Michael Vick in those obvious third down situations so he can make those mistakes and get some of those turnovers.
All right, Roman, it's the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday in the season finale. The Giants need to win and get help to get into the playoffs. It all starts Sunday here on MSG at 9:30 with Opening Drive Live. We'll see you then.